Hey guys, it's Kaylee Haynes here from Every Branch and Twig, and this is my podcast, Every Branch and Twig Genealogy. I'm a genealogist, a family historian, and a storyteller. I've been on my own journey of finding out my story through doing my genealogy for over 15 years now, and it's my turn to give back to the community. So here's my podcast. I am also on Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn. Jump on, have a look. And come and learn from me. I'm going to be sharing my hints and tips, PDFs that I've made, ebooks that I've made, courses that I'm running. Currently in Facebook, I have Genealogy School, which is a membership. You can come and join me and I will share so much more with you there. But otherwise, stay here, stay tuned, and listen along with me, where I'll update you weekly on things that I have to share. Have you ever wanted to know more about your family? Ever been curious to know where you came from? More about your ancestors? Ever jumped on FamilySearch.com, Find My Past, or Ancestry.com and been so overwhelmed by all the information and not knowing where to go, how to find what you're looking for? Have you got questions you want answered? Then come and join me in Genealogy School. www.everybranchandtwig.com/genealogy school. In a private Facebook group where I will teach you everything I know. I've been practicing my genealogy for over 15 years and I've made every mistake there is to make. So I'll teach you the right way and I'll make it fun. Right now, we're going through 12 weeks of genuine gold. I will teach you about what documentary evidence is, what primary and secondary sources are, what is a transcription and why do we need to know? Databases and clouds. We'll cover genetic genealogy. I'll cover the top three major sources that will help boost your research even further. I'll teach you how to break down those brick walls and I'll teach you how to save and back up all your information. So jump on now. www.everybranchandtwig.com/genealogy school. Warning for little children's ears, this podcast does contain profanities. Hey everyone, it's Kaylee here at Every Branch and Twig, and I just wanted to talk about the importance of family history. Now, we all have families, right? We all are curious as to who our ancestors were, why they did what they did, where they lived, what was it that they did? Who were they as people? Were they nice people or were they not so nice? Were they criminals? Were they war heroes? We all have a story. All our ancestors have a story. So do we. So if we look back now and we look back at our ancestors and what's available to us as far as records go and information on them, we can find birth, deaths and marriage certificates. We can find censuses. We can find records of war. We can find records, criminal records. We can find newspaper clippings, court paperwork. There's so much that we can find. What we can't find so often, so the less common things that we find, are things like photos, information of about their personality. And I'm not saying that we cannot find these things. I'm saying that these are rarer things that we can find. So photos, what their personality was like. Their likes and dislikes, what they believed in, what their fears were. You get the kind of gist. Like, there's all these things about our ancestors we don't actually know. So we need to change it. That's why I'm here. We're here to change it. We need to change the way that we put information out into the world about us. So, and I'll just give you a little bit of a backstory, but some things that really annoy the hell out of me that a lot of people these days do. And that is, one, not voting and not filling out a census form. So in Australia here, we have a census, I think it's every 4 or 8 years, and it is very detailed. And it frustrates me when people say, no, I'm not filling it in. Or they do fill it in because they're going to get fined if they don't, but they lie on it because they don't want the government to know. Now, this is their reasoning. Unfortunately, the government knows everything about us, whether you like it or not. There is so much about us out there that the government can get. But our descendants, so like in 100 years' time, are going to access these things like the censuses, the electoral rolls, and they're going to find that we're not in it because we didn't want to do it, or the information that they're finding is incorrect because we lied on it. And it really frustrates me because when I think of census, I get excited. I get so excited that I'm telling my descendants what it is I'm doing, where I am, what it is that I do in the world, how many children I have, what's going on in my life. You know, we're filling out these forms and there's so much information. And to me, it's like I'm handing this down. This isn't a form for the government to me. This is me. This is my story. Here you go. Here, great, great grandchildren. This is my story. This is me. This is what I do. This is who I am. Another thing was my health record. And there was quite a bit of an uproar around my health record. And that was due to, again, people finding out what it is that's wrong with me. That was the negative side of it. Lots of people I knew didn't want to do it. They didn't want to, they all opted out of it. And it really frustrated, got me really upset. Okay, number one, we're handing this information to our doctors. Our doctors are accessing this. So instead of you having to go back to your old doctor who's now shut down or moved away or you don't like him, so you're moving on, you go in there, you're going to have to go in there now and you have to get a printout of or have emailed all this information about you. And then you're going to have to get it sent to the new doctor. Whereas if it's already on a database, you don't have to do that. So one, it's saving you time and effort. It's saving the doctors and the clerks time and effort. But also, this is a record. A record of what is medically, I want to say wrong, but not medically wrong, but it's your medical record. It's all the things, your illnesses, your immunizations, your test results. It's everything to do with you medically. And what's the number, like one of the number one things that people get into family history is because they want to know their medical history. What did my parents have? What did my grandparents have? What did my great-grandparents have? What did they all die from? What am I likely to die from? Because it's in my genes. I don't know because I haven't looked into my medical history of my ancestors. Do you understand? So this is a record that our descendants in 100 years' time are going to be able to access and get that information straight up. Oh, that's right. It's all here. She died from blah, 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 and this is why and how. And this. Oh, did you know in her 20s she had this? No. Well, maybe it's likely that I got that in my 20s. Or, oh, that's, you know, my children might. It's likely my children could get that. It's in the genes. We pass it down. And we have DNA testing. DNA testing is one thing. And I know of a case where a great-grandmother did their DNA test and it was put through Prometheus.com and it was found that they had a mutant gene for thyroid disease. The next generation had thyroid disease. The mother had thyroid disease and the person doing their family tree had thyroid disease. Now, if the information was out there, say, on my health record, then that information would have already been readily available for that person doing the family tree. They would already know. They wouldn't have to go through their whole family history just to find this one piece of information. So from the age of 15 to the age of 25, so 10 years, this person's gone through feeling tired, feeling lethargic, feeling like absolute crap for no reason. If they had just known this information had been out there and this great grandmother had shared her story, then all these generations wouldn't have gone through so much agony. We need to be handing this information out. And as much as you hate the government, as much as you don't want to hand out this information because you're scared that Joe Blow down the road is going to get your information, we need to be giving out the information so our descendants can find it, making it easier for them to be able to find the information, even to the point of newspapers, right? So obituaries seems to be getting phased out. No one puts things in the newspapers anymore. It's all online or it's not happening at all. That saddens me. There's so much information that we could be giving out. Okay, so you've got a story to tell, right? Everyone's got a story to tell. Write it. Write it into a book. Write it on Facebook. Write it on Instagram. Write it out, print it out, and just give it to your kids. Like, there's so many different ways. It doesn't matter how you do it. Give the information. Share the information. Share your story, because this is your one and only chance. You've only got this lifetime. After this lifetime, it's gone. And yes, your children can go and tell your story, but they don't know it like you do. They don't know the nitty-gritty feelings that you've got. This is what you should be sharing. Sharing not gifts, not memes, not shit that is not filling anyone's brain with anything good. People are sharing crap. Facebook is full of it. If I didn't curate my newsfeed, it would be full of crap. But instead, I've curated it. So it's filling my mind with inspiration, knowledge, mostly inspiration and knowledge. Like, they're the two things that we should be filling ourselves with, happiness and joy, and stop dwelling on the negative and stop sharing shit. Start telling me who you are. Start telling me where you're from. Start telling me about your parents. Start telling me something that's interesting. I don't want to see shit. And I'm sure your descendants don't. Oh, look, great-grandma shared a photo of a dog. Whose dog is it? I don't know, someone named so-and-so. Because you just shared it from so-and-so. Stop sharing it. Start sharing you. Start sharing your story, your photos. Photos just gets me on another whirlwind. No one cares. No one cares if you're too fat. No one cares if you're too skinny. No one cares if you haven't got your makeup on. Do you know what I mean? So just take a goddamn photo. I start looking at my ancestors. I don't have photos of them. There's no photos of my ancestors from a certain period back. One, because we didn't have the technology back then. Okay, granted. But we have it now. So start using it. Start using the technology that we have and start using it in an interesting, fascinating, inspirational way to share your story so your descendants have something. Okay, because when we're looking for our family history, the same as what they are going to be, although it might not be intentional that it's healing, like, I didn't start my family tree because I knew it was a healing process. I started my family tree because I didn't know. I wanted to know. Okay. I didn't know who my family were as a child. I lived with my mum, but I didn't know my dad. I lived with my dad and I didn't know my mum. So when I was 15 and I had access to both of them, I started writing everything down. I started putting it together. I started making a family tree. I started getting the information and the facts from sources and documents that I could access, from newspapers that I could access, from whatever information was out there, is out there because I'm still going, to fuel this family history and to recreate my ancestor stories. So no, I didn't go out there intentionally because it was healing, but it was. I started and I realized it was healing. It was healing so many different things in me. Things I didn't even know were things for me. I don't even know how to explain it. Just for me, just knowing who my ancestors were, what they did and what they went through, I felt like a sense of relief. Like, finally, I know the story. I understand you. I understand your story. The feeling we get when we do our ancestry is like no other. The information we can get and access now is amazing, but it can be even more amazing for our descendants. So we need to start sharing, whether it's through censuses and my health records, whether it's through photos on Facebook or Instagram, whether it's through writing a book or telling a story or passing it down. Like, record yourself telling the story if you don't want to write it. You don't have to really hard, but push a button and start talking. There's always a way that we can make it work for us. If you don't like having your photo taken, find another way. But take one photo. At least give them that. And if you don't like having your photo taken, I highly recommend that you go check out Paula Ivey. She is like phenomenal when it comes to teaching people how to take selfies. And when I say selfies, I don't mean just like a handheld selfie. I mean like proper selfies. So go check out Paula Ivey. She's on Facebook and Insta. But have your photos taken, tell your story, write a book, record yourself, do a video, fill out the censuses, go and vote. I don't give a shit if you vote for Mickey Mouse. Go and vote. Just make sure the information on you is out there. Make sure that your descendants and your children and your children's children and your children's 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 children are able to find you and know who you are. Find a way to tell them what your fears are. Find a way to tell them what your beliefs are. If you go to church, that's great. Okay, if you don't go to church, that's fine too. But tell someone why. Like, does anyone actually know why you don't go to church on a Sunday? What do you believe in? What are your fears? What is your story? That's it. That's all I've got to say for today. Thank you for listening. Please check out my socials. I'm on Facebook, Insta, Pinterest, Twitter, LinkedIn, and also check out my website over at www.everybranchandtwig.com. Speak to you soon.